Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday indeed, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 22nd of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Whew, about ran out of breath. Londoners, get ready to be Microsoftified.
Yeah, I said it.
That's because Microsoft is opening its first UK store in London. Although it's going to be a little bit, because the store right now is actually currently being occupied by United Colors of Benetton. So they got to ununite them first, get them the hell out so they can move all their Microsoft products in. And if you think it's a flash in the pan, I don't think so. They're actually having to sign a 10-year lease on the property in the coming weeks. So yeah, they'll probably be there for a while. Now, they didn't give the exact location where the store is going to be, but I'm sure it's prime real estate. And who knows, maybe an Apple store is nearby. Then again, maybe not. Microsoft may not want to chance that. Firefox 9.0 has now arrived on iOS. And we're getting some nice features on the browser now, getting tracking protection, improved sync, which is very much needed. And of course, if you're running iOS 11, it'll be compatible with it. Now, funny enough, this is actually the first time Firefox has offered tracking protection on iOS. Why is that? Well, because Apple's had a change of heart, stating that thanks to changes Apple made by enabling the option for third-party browsers, they can finally do it for you. Now, as I was saying before, you got improved sync functionality. That's going to give you syncing all across your browsers, desktop versions, all of that, including your passwords, your history, and bookmarks all out there together. So what are you waiting for? Go update it. Oh, everybody's getting 4K crazy now, thanks to that Apple TV coming out that's 4K, even though it's been around for quite a while. And now Roku's ready to jump on in the 4K experience. And they will do this, apparently, by launching a 4K Roku streaming stick. This is basically just to put out there so they can compete with the Chromecast Ultra. And, of course, obviously now the new Apple TV 4K. We're also hearing from the Roku rumors that they will release a new version of its remote as well, which will feature a slight redesign with a new power and voice control buttons. As for when it's coming out, we don't have an exact date yet, but we're hearing fall of this year. Yep, just in time for Christmas. And finally, Instagram looks to finally be getting a feature that we would all benefit from. Wouldn't you like to know who's following you? Yeah, we don't really know that. Now, yes, there is a way to do it right now. Scroll through that freaking list and say, yeah, are you following me? No, you're not. Well, fine, I'm going to follow you. But Instagram now is supposedly testing a feature that will let you see if someone is actually following you from their bio page. Mind you, it's very subtle and you still kind of need to look for it. You'll see their bio page, all their little public information there, and then towards the bottom, in a very light silver font, you'll see follows you. If he or she doesn't follow you, then it won't appear. I know, this is like, why hasn't this been here from the beginning? And mind you, it's still not there. They're just testing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you love the British Tech Network and like to help us out each month, send us on over a donation, whatever you think we're worth. You can do that at paypal.me/British Tech. Also, our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. That's where the podcasts live. That's where the blog lives. That's where the reviews live. Lots of stuff living over there. Get on over there and check it out. We're also on Facebook, British Tech Network, and Instagram as well at British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Come be a part of it. You can do it easily at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Boy, it's been a long week. I don't know if it's been long for you, but it sure has for me. Ready for the weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday to get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday and a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.